microdebt100.com.
I bet everywhere you went today, I don't care if it was for a church meeting, went to the grocery store, flicked on the local radio station, one of the great ones I'm probably on right now across the country that you're all listening to. We love our affiliates. I'm sure at some point you heard a lot of conversation about the Casey Anthony murder trial and the fact that she was acquitted. So many people sounding off about this. One of the interesting things that I heard was one of the five alternate jurors. I'm not surprised by what he said. I'm going to talk about that in a second. My name's Kate Delaney. If you just tuned in, you are locked and loaded to America Tonight. We are talking about what's going on in your backyards and things that make us just throw up our hands in frustration. Trust me, I am going to lighten the load. It's not all about misery. We have freedoms in this country, and we live in one of the greatest countries on the face of the earth for a reason. So I don't want to just keep pounding it into the ground, those dead horses over and over again that are galloping around the studio as I speak. But check this out. Russell Huechler, who's one of the five alternate jurors in the Casey Anthony murder trial. So, of course, he never was one of the main jurors, but he was in the wings in case something happened. He says that the jury got it right. He was on the Today Show, and he said they got it right because the prosecution was not able to show, and this is interesting, how Kaylee Anthony died or what Casey Anthony's motive was to kill her daughter. Others have reacted from the legal profession and elsewhere to the stunning announcement that she was not going to be on death row. In fact, she was not going to do any time for the death of her daughter whatsoever, in shock and disbelief. But isn't it interesting what he said? They kept wanting to know what the motive was, not just that she was a party girl, but why she would kill her. And how did she actually die? And, of course, they weren't able to come up with that answer. Of course they weren't able to come up with that answer because you had bones, basically, that they tried to say, and they try to talk about, well, with the chloroform and this possibility and the stench in the car and all the other elements of this case, the evidence, the 400 pieces of evidence, they weren't able to directly nail that question. He's absolutely right. They weren't able to do that. Here's the thing that I think, and I've said it and I'll just say it again. By the letter of the law, and because of the innocence factor in this in our country, you're innocent until proven guilty. That family is absolutely, like so many others, a massive hornet's nest of dysfunction. So whatever the background was, we know that there were things that were flying around in that closet. But the bottom line is that family knows what happened. They absolutely do. And you can tell that because you can see it on the mother's face, Cindy Anthony. You can see it. You can see it on George Anthony's face. They know what happened here, as does their daughter. Now, they will all profit on the death of this little girl. The parents are talking about writing a book. Casey Anthony will get tons of offers. Already people are banging down the door to get her thoughts, to find out what makes her tick, to take nude pictures of her for magazines. Think of it, you name it, and it's already out there. And why? Because controversy sells, and the intrigue over this case was just way over the top. As all of you know, and how I started off here saying that it was too much in America, if you asked anybody who Casey Anthony was, I think mostly, I guarantee you, you'd probably get, I'm going to say 88% of the people telling you, especially, you know, 25 and above, telling you who she was. They would know. They would know something about the case. Maybe not every detail, everything that happened, in the courtroom, but they would know what was going on in Orlando. So can't believe it. Those three words strung together was probably the biggest reaction overall to Casey Anthony, most likely being set free. She still could do some jail time for lying to the cops because she was convicted of that. We'll know by the end of business, let's say, courtroom business, on Thursday, because that's when the sentencing is scheduled for. But she's already done time, so I think they'll count that, the time that she's already done, against the time that she could possibly get. All right, quickly, a very patient Joe in Michigan is hanging on here to be our leadoff man this hour on America Tonight. Hey, Joe.
It's actually John, but John Joe is also correct, so
there you go.
I'll go with that. This will be a more dispassionate approach to what you've been talking about with regards to Casey Anthony. The first question I do have, though, is some attorney from New York, Karen something, was supposed to have made an expression of sort of disgust over what took place, and she couldn't believe it. I don't remember the name. What name was that that you used?
Susan Moss.
Oh, Susan Moss. And is she a famous attorney from somewhere?
From the Northeast. She's commented on a lot of cases, yes.
Oh, she's commented on them. Mm-hmm. What is her background and experience? I mean, does she have some books out on this or what?
A criminal attorney.
Well, I understand. I'm a criminal attorney, too, in one sense and all. But actually, every attorney can be a criminal attorney as well as be a civil attorney. So I'm both, okay?
Sure.
And I've spent about 3.5 years as an assistant prosecutor in Wayne County. A very, very busy court system. Mm. And I spent the rest of my career in Western Michigan. And so the fact that she's from New York adds nothing to my observations about who she might be. I know only what you have commented about it. And I got the impression she was supposed to be real important or famous, but I'm not sure how that comes about. So, it's an interesting case that you're speaking about because, as the juror had to say, there was certain evidence that the jurors at least believed was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ms. Moss said that the jurors ignored the expert witnesses. Now, I don't know how she comes to the conclusion that they ignored, okay? Because ignored is a pretty strong word to suggest that they didn't even bother listening and they didn't even care and what have you. It could well be that they didn't believe the expert witnesses. That's a lot different than ignoring. Second of all, there was a lot of what we would call new science. I'm not going to say junk science because if you say junk science, you're really ridiculing the science. But there were new approaches to smell and all these things.
Sure. Air samples, yeah.
That I'm kind of surprised that there weren't extensive evidentiary hearings on before such was admitted. But it did happen. But there was interesting testimony from tried and true professionals. Now, one of the tried and true professionals the defense presented was a doctor called Werner.
Hey, John. John, hang on a second. I'm going to do something I never do. We're going to double dip with you because you hung on for such a long time and waited in line. We're going to carry you over to the next segment and continue this discussion on Casey Anthony. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Talk about the Casey Anthony verdict, and John in Michigan, we've carried over that conversation, who says he was an attorney. John, you were talking about the evidence and the new scientific evidence. We had somebody on every single week talking who was there in the courtroom talking about exactly what you're saying, some of the things that came out with these experts in their particular fields and what the prosecution was trying to do with it. So what was the point you were making along those same lines?
I was speaking about one of the defense experts because the other attorney, the female attorney, said they ignored the experts. And I'm not sure what the jury did with the experts other than believe possibly some and didn't believe others. But I'll make a connection. Werner Spitz is probably about 75 years of age. He has probably spent approximately a good close to 50 years in specializing in being what we would call a prosector, or we will also call them medical examiners or coroners. His career basically started in Baltimore. And during his career in Baltimore, part of what he developed was part of the art of figuring out what the cause of death was, or how bodies would react to certain things, such as bullets and what have you. And some of it is gruesome, but I've been through his course because he then wound up for about 20-some years in Wayne County after leaving Baltimore. So Werner is pretty well recognized as an expert in the field of causes of death. Now, it's my impression, and I didn't get to see Werner testify, but it is my impression that Werner's position was he couldn't determine, based on the evidence and what he reviewed, as to the cause of death. But that alone is not enough. You then go to the prosector or the medical examiner for the government. It's the female doctor. I don't remember her name. I've seen her on TV. I think she has a television show. And she was asked a question, at least I saw this excerpt, about why she says it's a homicide. And she said it was a homicide not because she had any physical scientific scientific evidence, but she said, well, people don't leave the body in the field unless it's a homicide. Well, that's not necessarily true, because we got 305 million people in this country, and a lot of people do a lot of things different than other people. So that certainly doesn't give you any solid evidence as to why it's a homicide. All she had is she had a suspicion or a belief, but she had no strong position. This is the prosecution's main witness on cause of death, and she couldn't nail it down. And that's what the juror said. Now, there were some other things that came up, okay, that I'll point out to you that might be helpful to the listeners. First of all, the gentleman John from Wyoming, okay, he sort of understood the process because he was on the jury, but he didn't understand that the Fifth Amendment prohibits even the comment on her not taking the stand and not testifying. Mm-hmm. If that ever comes out that there was comment on it, it's automatic reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
If that gets established. Also, there were people out in the street that said, appeal, appeal.
Yeah, no.
They don't understand that under the American system, there is no appeal from
right.
an acquittal. Okay,
right.
Because the American government system says that the individual is more important than the government than itself. Okay, mm-hmm. And when the individual gets an acquittal, that's the end of it. So they
yeah,
don't
that
understand
makes, that.
That
makes sense.
But what happens is a lot of talk is all these people have these feelings
sure.
concerning, oh, she must have done it. But let me give you something to look at, Kate, and maybe it'll be helpful.
Sure.
You have a lot of evidence and testimony about post-death child, okay?
Right, right.
What evidence do you have about leading up to and the moment of death? None.
None. And that was the problem, as you're pointing out, yeah.
Absolutely, it was the problem. And that was what the problem was, okay? I mean, I could go on for hours and hours
sure.
about it.
Sure,
but here was my position on it, okay? My position was there is no evidence of premeditation. I don't see that. So, and this was my comments to my friends beforehand. And a lot of them, a few of them, saw the whole thing and they made their comments and provided evidence. But I said, you know, there's probably going to be a conviction on second degree or manslaughter, but it's going to get reversed on appeal.
Mm.
Well, first of all, I didn't even see a charge for second degree.
Mm-mm, there wasn't.
And this jury was very extremely attentive to what the law was and what their requirement was. Now, normally, okay, except in my experience personally, but
right.
normally a quick verdict is a prosecution verdict. That's normal. Okay? In mine, my experience had been, and I'm a pretty hard charger, but I was very successful in Wayne County. My experience was that I had long verdicts, but they were more often than not, and I mean substantially more often than not. They
right.
were guilty, but with a lot of discussion. But in cases where you get up to a point where you don't get to the first criteria, which is the most crucial thing, what's the cause of death? And there's no evidence on that. All of a sudden, the conversation stops. Okay?
Right, because you don't have that cause. Yeah.
You don't? Well, you can't do that. And what the prosecution appears to have done, and this is not critical of the prosecution, because that's totally unfair. They're
right.
trying to put it together as best they can. And they
sure.
apparently did showed some creativity. And but what I see is, because circumstantial evidence requires all the links in the chain to be connected to get to your premise, okay, and if there's a break in the link, your circumstantial case falls apart, they spent the majority of their time focusing on that, and I think, and it's just a guess, that they didn't focus on the first important thing that you must focus on is, what's the cause of death? Now, this
All right.
case is entirely different than most other murder-type cases, okay? And it's different because what you have is the long extended period of time where if there was evidence of a homicide, parts of it could have evaporated over time with the elements, okay? And, or it could have been something else. Maybe it could have been, as likely as not, that the child drowned. I don't know that that's so. I don't know that it's not so. But I don't see any evidence of what the homicide was. But let's assume just for 1 minute, Kate, that it definitely is a homicide.
Sure.
Okay? Where's the evidence of who did it?
Well, that was the problem. As you know, the DNA didn't have that on the duct tape, had the chloroform looking up, which is what the prosecution threw out there. Absolutely. From the letter of the law, as you presented it, you're absolutely dead on, John. There's no question. But, see, here's the thing. What happened to that little girl? What do we know? What do we believe? And there is a difference, you're right, in the court of public opinion, different from what happened in that courtroom.
At the court of public opinion, unfortunately, is using emotional and fallacious reasoning. And let me give it to you. There was no broken bones.
Yeah.
Okay. No evidence of other trauma, which would be consistent with a brutal parent.
Sure.
And in the limited time that I watched, the only picture that I saw was a mother lying on the floor, giving kisses to her daughter and rocking her up and down. Now, that's a very hard picture to get past. And now, I don't know who put it in. I'm assuming the defense put it in, but I don't know. But that was a picture depicting a young woman who is a mother in an affectionate mode with her daughter, and the daughter is happy and the mother appears happy. Well, that's a hard picture to erase. Now, I don't know who put that in, but I hope it wasn't the prosecution. But I also would point out, okay, and I don't know that it's true, and someone can pick it up. At the end of the prosecution's case, okay, did the defense attorney make a motion for directed verdict? I think he did not, but I am not sure about that. Now, why, Kate, is that important? Here's why it's important. When an attorney at the end of the other side's case makes a motion for directed verdict, that is a camera shot that stops right there. And the first thing the Court of Appeals will do, will look to see if at that point in time, if the directed verdict is not granted, whether or not there is enough evidence that it should have gone forward. Now, I don't know that counsel did that or didn't. I think he's skilled, so I assume he did. But I didn't see it.
I assume he did, too. John, thanks. Interesting point of view. We're going to talk about some of that next.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoots.com. www.HardShoots.com.
The GCN Radio, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable. High demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with.
All right, so Casey Anthony, it's the verdict that was delivered the other day that people are talking about, the dry bones case, which is John's point, the attorney who just talked to us, former prosecutor, as he said, from Michigan. Very, very tough to prove. If you remember here on America Tonight, I had an attorney on at the beginning of this trial from Southern Florida, criminal attorney, much like John, I'm sure, in a sense, because he was a prosecutor, and we were handicapping this, so to speak, and he said that he thought, and I said the same thing, that Casey Anthony was going to get off, that we believed that she wouldn't be convicted, because I was thinking all it took was one juror to say, whoa, 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 dry bones, dry bones, and, you know, what about the DNA, what about this, what about whatever. But then there were so many flailing, crazy stories that were going on in the courtroom. She definitely lied and made up stories. Had to be, if you listen to where they were going with the defense. But as John said, the direct, reasonable doubt, that was the thing. And looking at this different kind of evidence, this new scientific evidence, the smell of the trunk, all that other sort of stuff, it just did not sway the jury. Easy for me to say, huh? But that's what happened. We had a caller in our previous show who said the same thing John said. The picture of her as the mother playing with a child, that was perfect for them to slip that in there. I mean, here's the thing. My opinion is, I thought she was going to get off, but I think she is guilty as sin. Was it a freak out, an accident? She wanted to go out and party. The kid was crying. She flipped out. I don't know. Absolutely, he's right about that. I don't know the circumstances, but I believe that to be true. Absolutely. And she's carrying that around in her head. And I think she has that same quality that Scott Peterson has, that O.J. Simpson in a different way had. I know it's a stretch comparing this, but I think that the sociopathicness of Casey Anthony is there. And I think that is exactly what happened. I think that she unleashed on this kid, and she got away with it. How that part happened, I don't know. And if it wasn't her, who was it? The kids found close to the house, the boogeyman, Colombian drug lords, some nut that lived down the street, the ice cream man. I mean, come on. So, yes, you could look at it strictly through scientific glasses, and you could look at it strictly through a legal point of view. And absolutely, I understand arriving at that. But do I think it was the right verdict? No, I do not think it was the right verdict. Unless you believe it was somebody else in the Anthony family. Do you think it was the father? Do you think it was the mother? Do you think she really drowned in the pool? Do you think that was what happened here? Quickly, here's what Jeff Ashton, the prosecutor in this case, who was absolutely stunned when the jury came in on this. Here's what he had to say about the circus atmosphere of this entire experience. Take a listen.
It actually got weird at times, to where it was almost like it was a sporting event, right? And people were on a team.
Yeah.
And that there were times when I just wanted to look at them and just say, everybody just calm down. It's not a sporting event. It's more than that.
Yeah, and he makes a point there, because it did become a spectacle. It turned into a spectacle very much like the O.J. Simpson trial. If you remember, that trial made a lot of careers. Greta Van Susteren, where she's gotten to at this point with Fox, but what happened with her, she was legally commentating, you know, about what was going on. She was a legal commentator along with Roger Cossack on the O.J. Simpson thing, and ended up on CNN and then on Fox, etc. And similar, the world has been looking at what's going on in Orlando. The images, the intrigue, the family, the nuttiness, the circus-like atmosphere, the fist fights at midnight to get into that courthouse, just absolutely crazy. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Kate. I appreciated the comments of John.
Yeah.
Hope he'll call again and comment upon these matters. But I felt that probably the prosecution, without knowing how this young girl died, why did they go for the death penalty?
Yes. They overreached. Did they overreach? He even said that because of what they would have to prove as you move up the chain. Did they overreach there? And that's what really rocked the jury and made them decide, no, we're not going there.
Yeah, I don't think the jury at all was willing to put this girl in a death house.
Yep.
With that kind of information. I think, too, in the summations at the end, the prosecuting attorney there had a smile on his face and was laughing a bit about the defense's comments. I don't think that was helpful either. It was helpful to the defense. It wasn't helpful to the prosecution.
Yeah.
The decorum wasn't maintained. Now, this Judge Perry, I believe his name is, he ran a pretty strict court. But all this publicity and being on television and this dysfunctional family and this, you know, we're never going to know what really happened. You know, it seems to me maybe this death was an accident. All the troubles this girl has had is of not being an adult and being old enough to be an adult and not being one. She may have wrapped this kid up and just get rid of it, and because I don't want to face this.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I messed up. You know, I was talking to my boyfriend or whatever it was, and I didn't pay attention to where my child was.
Yeah.
Fell in the pool.
Yeah.
But, again, the capital case wasn't proven.
Yeah.
And it's you have to prove your case. The defense doesn't have to prove their innocence.
That's right.
So, but I was a little disappointed in how the defense reacted after the verdict and how they left. There was no winners in this. And the death of a young girl goes without justice.
Absolutely. And that's
and
the
that's
key to this.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. You think a two-year-old with nothing but life in front of her, hopefully, and that innocence bubble that is pierced. Somebody did something to this kid, heinous. So whoever it was, if it was her or it was a family member, but I think it was her, but regardless, the death, that is a terrible, twisted, awful thing to happen.
Yeah, somebody wrapped her up, her body up, and took her and put her in that place.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is the tragedy of our system, in a sense. We have to be proven guilty, but there are things that happen that seem extremely unfair and unjust, and this is one of them.
I agree. You know, it's like my mother told me when I was a kid, and I remember looking at her almost cross-eyed, life isn't fair. And this is one of those circumstances where life isn't fair. Do we want to live in a country where you're guilty and you have to prove your innocence? Oh, no. Can you imagine being in that situation when you didn't do it, and then suddenly you're desperate to try to prove you didn't do it, and they're ready to toss you into the can, and that's it? So that's what you live with. I mean, there are definitely some flaws in the legal system. When it works, it works. And there are things that are tremendous about the legal system, but there are things that are going to fall and slip through the cracks, as we've seen with some of these death row people in Dallas, Texas, that now have been set free because they didn't do it. But the DNA evidence wasn't there, and now it's there, and it completely clears them. How scary is that? And I think you said it absolutely right, Dale. Because it was a death penalty case, that was just too over the top for this jury anyway.
Well, I'm sure you may have heard of that documentary, The Thin Blue Line.
Yes.
Where the man from Ohio was sent to the death chamber for a murder for some kid that I think lived in Vidor and had a violent past, and it took, you know, people from journalism to investigate it, and finally he was released. But I don't know, Kate, what about cameras in the courtroom? Have we gone too far with this?
That's a good point. It created such a circus. It created that nonsense of running to get that seat in the courthouse. That is it better to just have an artist rendition and have somebody talk about, okay, here's what happened, have a pool, you know, where you have a pool reporter or a couple of reporters. Maybe it has created, well, it certainly spawned court TV and everything else that's come as a result of that. In one sense, some people would say, Dale, well, it's great because now we have access. We can see what's going on. But the other problem with it is it also exposes everything and creates the tabloidness of some of these trials, and perhaps it would have been better, and maybe justice would have been meted out a little bit differently, who knows, if they didn't have the hundreds of live trucks outside of that courthouse. A very good point. Have we gone too far? Dale, thanks as always. Great to talk to you here on the show. We can count coming up around the bend.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she
That was the reaction
back.
Of many. Wasn't that a kick in the head over this Casey Anthony verdict? And looking at what the Florida state attorney, a guy named Lawson Lamar, had to say, said, you know, we're disappointed in the verdict because we know the facts and we put in absolutely every piece of evidence that existed. Hey, this is what I just said. It's a dry bones case. It's tough to prove. The delay in recovering Kaylee's remains worked to their disadvantage. There's no question about that. And in the end, it may have worked to her mother's advantage. It's a sad case all the way around. And it was inappropriate, I think, for the defense. Huge moment, certainly, for Jose Baez. But how inappropriate with these champagne parties and toasts over this. Because it's nothing to really, you know, party about. A girl is dead. There are no answers. And nobody is ever going to supply those answers. You can be sure of that. This kid was, what, thrown out on the highway, outside of the highway, tossed on the side of the road? In Florida, you can just, what, kill your kid, toss her out, and that's it? That's all she wrote? It's sad. Very, very, very sad. And now what happens in the aftermath of this becomes even more, guarantee you, becomes even more of a curiosity. Let's go to John in California. Hey, John, you have the floor.
Thanks for taking my call. You know what? This whole thing, I'm sad that there's a girl now that is gone, is dead. But here's the big thing. The big thing is this. There was no proof. There was no evidence. They had no DNA evidence. Like I said before, there was no fingerprints. No one seen Casey kill her daughter.
Right.
So if you take all that to look, we're a country, and our constitution, our courts, look at the evidence. There's no fingerprints. There's no DNA.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen Casey kill her child.
Yeah.
Just because she lied doesn't mean that she killed her. She could have been in a state of shock, like I said before. She could have been in a state of panic. She could have been nervous that maybe her child's gone, so they're going to blame it on her. So yeah, there's so many things that could have went through her mind. Nobody knows. And the fact remains, I'm sad that there's a dead child. But
Then let me ask you this question, John. Do you think she did it, though? I mean, you're right about the evidence.
You know what? I've really studied her, and I've really tried to read her very hard. And from the videos of her hugging with her daughter, her child, and all the videos I've seen, it doesn't look like she would do that. It just, I've tried to read her, and I don't get a sense that she will murder her kid. I just don't sense it from her.
Yeah. John, thanks for the call. Call us again. All right, so John agrees with the. We've had like three or four people who have called in. It shows you the power. Let me tell you. It shows you the power of video, number one. In this particular case, absolutely. She's with the child, looks happy. As John said, can't visualize that, can't imagine in studying this and paying attention to this case and being fascinated by it, seeing that, it just doesn't register. And there were several people who said that. That said, you just can't make that leap because they don't believe that she could have done that. So it absolutely plays to the point in talking about open courtrooms and talking about what people see, how they react to the visual, especially men. Men are very visual. How they react to the visual. But remember, there were plenty of women on that jury, too. And in the end, it is our system. She was found innocent. Now what happens in the next 6 months especially, she's going to absolutely be a curiosity. But where does she go from here and what happens next in the lives of the Anthony family and how much do they profit off of it? And will we ever even see her in just a straight-up sit-down interview? Not so sure about that one. I'd say in other forms, but I don't know that she would do the sit-down interview. I'm thinking, at least now, probably not. All right, without further ado, quickly we're going to squeeze this in. Time for another version of We Can Count. Oh, what a sad way to start off this segment. It's all about the numbers. At least 178 teachers, supposedly, and principals in the Atlanta public schools cheated. Why did they do that? To raise student scores on the standardized test. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations has been working on this for a long time, and that's what they found. In fact, there was a superintendent, her name, Beverly Hall. She was named the superintendent of the year. 2 years ago, she stepped down from her position at the end of June because she was riding a wave of getting in front of a report that documented the cheating by teachers and administrators in the public school district. Isn't that awful? That the pressure now is, I'm not so worried about what people are learning in the classroom because guess what? They only care about the standardized tests. And so I have to have the tests come out in our favor. If they don't, we're not going to get the money we need. We're not going to be able to keep all the teachers on board that we want. I mean, frankly, the pressure is absolutely there to cheat. Although I cannot condone that, of course, and think it's terrible. But that's not a surprise to me after the things that I've heard lately in Florida, in New Jersey, in Texas, in California. and pick a state. The standardized tests and the pressure for those numbers to be up really affects the schools. Really does. All right, we're going to jump overseas. This is also a sad story. I promise we're going to lighten the load here. I promise. There's a guy that held 30 kids, teachers, and others hostage at a kindergarten in Malaysia. And what he did was he went into the school with a machete, and he was waving it around. Sadly, one child died in the melee, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what was this about? The man told the negotiators to give him a gun or he would kill the kid, so he was looking for a weapon that was going to be better than the sword that he was waving around, the machete, if you will. But how awful is that? Running in there with the machete and the panic and the pandemonium that was automatically set off, I guess same word, when he ran in there, it's that instantaneous recognition that whew, something is gone awry. Something has happened here. You know, and talking about the schools and the cheating and everything, I remember when I went to school, we didn't have metal detectors. I mean, there were things that happened, don't get me wrong, but we didn't have to go through metal detectors. We weren't worried about somebody coming in and shooting us in the hallways. We didn't have to deal with that. Now what the schools have to deal with, both with the testing and with the security issues, and I know that's Malaysia, but we know in the United States we've had similar things going back to Columbine and forward. It's no wonder that so many parents are saying, I'm just going to have to figure out a way to homeschool. This doesn't work for me. I got to find something else and keep my kid safe and keep my kid where they can learn enough that as they push on to college, I feel confident in the knowledge that that we've given them on our own versus some of the things that have happened in school. And that is a sad commentary, my friends, on where we are headed, especially with education in this country. Because remember, no matter what, whether you have children or not, the children are the future. That is the generation behind and behind them. Like when we talk about the 14 plus trillion, the deficit, how you can't leave that behind. Same thing when we talk about education.